B-Pod Studios.
WNKS, Charlotte, a Beasley Media Group station, home of the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Kiss 95.1, the number one Kiss Music Station.
You guys are great. I just started listening to you guys last year. And believe it or not, I still don't know what y'all look like.
Don't look.
We might disappoint you.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Maney, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
And welcome back to Producer Nicole.
Yay!
Hi.
Hey.
We're so glad you're back.
And still alive.
I came in this morning and asked her if she found a board op job in Key West where she could just work, you know, 2 hours a week.
Yeah.
I did a kayak tour where I did investigate. Actually, I'm all over the place.
You are. Your thoughts are not.
They are hiring security at the airport at Key West.
Nicole was gone for three shows that you missed.
Yeah, I left early, early Thursday. Like, my flight was at 7 a.m. And then I got back at 1 a.m., 1:01 a.m.
This morning. Slept for 10 minutes, came in.
Yeah, and of course, like, I'm exhausted on the plane. I get on my bed, and I'm, like, wide awake.
That's about right.
A 5-day bachelorette party binge. Let's ask you, is the wedding still on?
Both weddings are still on. It was a combined bachelorette with two brides. And yes, both are still on. Even though I will say neither of them talked to their fiancés like at all the whole time. Like, I would like bring them up and they'd be like,
That sounds like it's getting off to a great start. Yeah.
Was it everything you thought it was going to be?
Yeah, this was my first bachelorette weekend. And I was a little hesitant because it was 16 straight girls. And
that's a party for you.
that used to be my forte.
Yes.
But no.
How many did you convert by the end?
None. But no, it was good.
I did give out brochures, though.
I did let them know about the agenda.
That's good. We're glad you had a good time. We're glad you're alive. We are happy to be back. We got so much going on, Producer Nicole. You don't even know.
But when you were gone, we had the Kiss Cash, or were you here for the Kiss Cash Code?
Well,
she was here when it started. Here.
Yeah, that's right. I can't remember. You've been gone so long. We've had Eric forever.
Yep, Muscles, who, by the way, thought that gay guys danced at Uptown Cabaret. So there's that.
He said some troubling comments that you'd have to listen to the podcast for.
Nicole would have lost her mind if she would have been here.
Yeah.
Are you sure he wasn't just saying that?
No.
We also dug into it. If you wear short shorts, it means you're gay. So.
Yeah, there's a gay uniform, apparently.
So this guy was wearing short shorts at the gym, and the guy that was showing Muscles the gym, who worked there, said that guy works at Uptown Cabaret, which in that point, Muscles thought that he danced there.
And then he was trying to hook him up with him.
Yeah, we were like, no, dude, he's probably a bouncer or a bar back or a manager. Well, mostly the Uptown Cabaret is women dancing for other women and men.
Right.
Anyway, that was yesterday's show. It was wonderful.
You'd have to listen to that.
Yeah, it's up on the podcast.
I'm not going to.
All right, so let's do our day in 30 seconds. Let's move this thing along.
Okay. Well, I have different guys come into the house to do some projects around the house.
Okay.
So you never take one estimate. You always get several people to give you different estimates, and you take the best price, uh-huh. Right? The problem is I have two projects going, two different projects, and I have six people, and I don't know who the hell is who coming to the house. So
I did the same thing. Yeah. I just got uplighting done and did the same exact thing.
Yeah, so last night the guy shows up and I'm scrolling through my text and I go, is this the guy coming for the sprinklers or the patio? What's going on? And then I couldn't find it. So I was like, so what do you think? He's like, well, where do you want the patio? I was like, good.
Patio, know. Got it.
Yeah. If the guy was like, well, how many sprinkler heads do you want? Then I would know, you know. But gotcha. Yeah, so that was my night. I just thought it was funny. I had no idea who was coming.
That's
what
funny.
About you?
So Sterling's has a twin. And so therefore, they both shared the same birthday. Yesterday was his birthday.
I forgot. Twin sister, right?
Twin sister. So someone, I don't know if it was the parents or what, but his sister is a teacher at a school, and someone sent his sister flowers. Well, you know, because she's in the classroom teaching kids, the flowers goes to the front desk office, mm-hmm. and then they call her down to get the flowers. Can you believe the person at the front desk office posted on the Instagram as if someone gave her the flowers?
That's
she
awesome.
wrote,
you have the screenshot?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I want to see it.
Oh, I have the screenshot. The front desk person at the school wrote, he always knows how to make my day. And it's Sterling's sister's birthday flowers.
Is the person at the front desk joking or being serious?
Being serious.
Nah, they're joking. They have to be joking.
Oh, like sarcastic?
They probably don't even have a boyfriend, and that's why that's funny.
It doesn't look like it's funny to me. There's hearts.
I know.
And so we couldn't get over the fact that someone's stealing the flowers and be like pretending that their guy did that.
Yeah. Wow. Well, maybe it's like a producer Nicole posted it. Like, he always knows how to make my day. Ha ha. Yeah. Tongue in cheek. Yeah. I don't know. But that's funny. People do send flowers to themselves.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That is a thing.
How about you, Loren? I see you wearing your golf outfit today for our big Eastwood Homes Levine Children's Hospital golf tournament at Raintree.
I know my golf outfit is amazing, so everyone try to contain yourself.
Yes.
I left here yesterday and went straight to Golf Galaxy because I don't own anything for golf. And my clubs are in my car. I know I'm going to blow majorly today. Like, this is going to be the worst day of my life.
Did you buy clubs yesterday or did you have
clubs?
No,
I had clubs. Okay. So here's the thing. I've played on a par 3 with Dallas a couple times. I love Topgolf. I have been to the driving range a million times, but I have never played in a golf tournament.
Happy Gilmore is my favorite movie.
So this is like a nightmare for me and like I'm so excited at the same time. But I went out and I got a new golf outfit because I said if I'm going to suck at it, I'm at least going to look great doing it. And I don't know what sports bra I bought yesterday, but it's amazing and I might wear it every single day because my cleavage is out of control. I know you can't see it because I have this collared shirt on, but I keep looking down.
Let's see. Ah, yeah. Rock on. She's so proud she showed me.
I love that. I just saw.
See if you can outdrive the amazing golf ball whacker guy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's going to be me today. I have no idea what iron to use when, but I'm playing with, like, wow, because Manny dropped out of our team because of his shoulder.
My shoulder's
hurt. So you and I are going to be on golf cart duty, right?
Yeah, you and I get to cruise around. It's a great event.
Yeah.
All the proceeds go to Levine Children's Hospital. Eastwood Homes, the MRL show, and Levine Children's Hospital. Perfect triangle of fun today.
It's exciting.
So, yeah, and our friend Frank is going to step in and play with you.
Yes.
But he's good. Frank plays a lot.
So that's my thing. I'm like, at least I'm playing with someone I know and that knows golf so they can tell me, like, what to do, basically. Yeah. So,
well, good luck.
How long is this supposed to last? How long does a golf game...
Oh, it's a long time.
So,
I got to let my dog go out and pee at some point.
But we're not playing. So
we can go whenever.
Yeah. Like, I have to pick up Dean at 2:20 from the bus.
Okay,
but Loren won't be done till 4, and then there's an award show afterward. It's a fun day. You get dinner. There's an award show. We'll get Chick-fil-A for breakfast.
Oh, my gosh.
If somebody from Eastwood Homes is listening on the way to Raintree right now and you want to dial in Donna, any of the ladies over there, dial in. We'll talk about it. Talk about the amazing things that you guys do for Levine. 704-570-9595.
Yeah, love them.
So we're doing that today. But we got to tell everyone what we're doing on Thursday. If you live in Cleveland County, ears up. We're coming. We'll tell you why in just about 7 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
We love 95.1. You can't get us anywhere else. Also home of the Kiss Cash Code. $1,000 in your pocket at 8 a.m. this morning. And then just by signing up with the code word we give you each day, you're in the running for 10 grand. That's major money, y'all. And I just read an article that said money indeed does make you happy. They looked at all these lottery winners, and they went back to the reactions that they found when they won the lottery. They had them hooked up to a machine that read, like, you know, their pulse and all that stuff. And indeed, when they find out they won money, they were way happier than when they didn't win money. So, of course, money finds happiness according to this study. But we need to let everyone know that we're actually doing something really cool Thursday night. We've done this before, and we're heading back again. Cleveland County, we are coming back to the Cleveland County Fair for opening night, September 26th.
Yes, we are going to be there to play a game.
Yeah, we're going to be set up in front of the basketball hoop game.
Which I guess we'll watch Nicole dominate Cleveland County because she's so good at basketball.
Roy, last time we were there, Roy played the dart game. So this will be different for you.
Very different. The one game required skill. The dart game does not require skill.
I think, though, you should play the dart game and win some prizes for some people. That's the whole idea.
It was a con.
it was
well,
like
hold
six,
on a second.
Like 6 inches away from where you threw the dart is where the balloon was.
And let me tell you, every time I popped a balloon, I wanted to put more money down. It was such an exhilarating experience.
We were egging you on, too. Yeah, go Roy.
The guy's like, for an extra $5, you can get a teddy bear on this row. And I'm like, oh. So many more options.
Give me 10 more darts, monsieur. But the idea is that, you know what? Not a lot of people can win these carnival games. And a lot of times it's just blowing money and then the kids walk away disappointed. But producer Nicole is going to win stuffed animals for you. We'll be out there. We should be out there around 6 p.m. on Thursday night to go be part of the Cleveland County Fair. We'll be set up in front of the basketball hoop game. You'll see the Kiss 95.1 vehicle out there. And then, Roy, we definitely will have to go and watch you play the dart game. That's a...
Yeah, we'll relive some good times.
Yeah, that's become a constant.
Okay.
All right. So, Cleveland County Fair, thanks for having us out there. We will see you there Thursday night. Loren, what do you got coming up in the dirty?
So, Oprah was on Ellen, and she revealed that something landed her in the emergency room. I'll tell you what it was coming up in 3 minutes.
Now, your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Loren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So Jennifer Lawrence, we told you last week that she had applied for her marriage license and somebody, a random person, saw her in the courthouse, took a picture of her and put it on Twitter. It had since been taken down, but she's now releasing a wedding registry with Amazon. She collaborated with them, clearly.
Oh, cool. We could buy her something?
Yeah, pretty much. So she said planning a wedding is exciting and also overwhelming. So she was excited to collaborate with Amazon. And there is everything on her registry from wine crafts to extra large martini glasses and outdoor bistro sets. Mm. Yeah.
Cool. All right. Sounds exciting. I'll get her something.
You know, last time I saw this, it was a hoax. So, I mean, I hope this isn't a hoax, but it was for Khloe Kardashian's baby shower. And somebody had just, like, made a random one. So, who knows? Will Smith, he called a emergency red table talk. We were all, like, concerned, like, what, you know, what is he talking about? Well, I guess it was...
And by the way, red table talk, for those people that might not know, is his wife's...
It's a YouTube show. Mm-hmm. It's also, like, I consider it like a podcast you can see, basically.
Yeah.
But anyway, it was all about their family's food intake.
He was wasting away. Right. He just looked drained. He was just depleted. He wasn't getting
the
nutrients.
Dark circles under his eyes. There was even a little grayness.
Yeah, to his
like,
skin.
To his skin. And we got really nervous.
Yeah.
But you're definitely looking better now.
So I believe they were talking about Jaden.
Mm.
There.
Wonderful.
Okay. And Oprah was on Ellen.
I stumbled on that yesterday, Loren. Now you're talking.
Okay. Well, she said that something happened which landed her in the emergency room.
Thought I had a cold. They said, you have pneumonia. And antibiotics weren't working. Then I went back for another CT scan and they say, it's actually worse. You should see a lung specialist. So I go into the lung specialist. I see the O. Face. And I said, I told you, it's like, I sound like a rattlesnake in there. He immediately said, you must cancel everything.
Yeah, and wow. She just got cleared like the day before she showed up on Ellen.
Yeah.
To be able to come out of quarantine.
She also reactivated her book club. So if you want to check that out, it was courtesy of Apple. And the first one that she recommends is The Water Dancer.
Producer Nicole will have the audio next hour, Loren, but you got to hear how she talked about being on David Geffen's boat with the power couples.
Yeah. She said it got real competitive at some point.
Katy Perry, Orlando Bloom, Bradley Cooper was on there. Wow. Gayle King.
Wow. That's a powerful boat.
It is. It's coming up in the 7:30 dirty. But that's your dirty for now.
All right. Okay. Thank you, Loren. What's coming up next? Where's my sheet? I printed it. I guess it's at the printer. Oh, I know what it is. We found an article. This is for all teachers. You're going to want to hear this. Teachers went on the Whisper app. And told the Whisper app the strangest things they've seen students do. And I read like three of them and I'm like, oh, we're talking about this. So we'll have that for you coming up in less than 10 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
We love the Whisper app.
And we love our teachers.
We do. And when those two combine, gosh, is it wonderful. So the Whisper app is where you can kind of, you know, anonymously say things and secrets is kind of like our Confession Wednesday bit that we do on the radio, but on an app. But these are the weird things that teachers have witnessed students do that was shared on the Whisper app. One teacher said, in middle school, I specialize in teaching brass instruments to beginners, and we work a lot on buzzing with our lips into the mouthpieces to make them sound good. Well, one day, I walked into the instrument storage room to find a trumpet player trying to fart into his mouthpiece to make it buzz.
Okay, awesome, my man. Son.
You think Dean would do that?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, he's way too sophisticated. I think his dad might try it.
Yeah.
This one says, one day I noticed a stuffed cat sitting beside my student's desk. Not a fluffy one you would buy at the store like a stuffed animal, a legitimate taxidermy cat. When I asked him about it, he said his cat died earlier that week and now he would always have Buttercup.
Yeah, where's the parent to say you might not want to bring the taxidermy kitty to class?
Well, listen, if you're having your pet taxidermied.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And I get it.
I'm not so sure the parents are far behind the kid.
That's true. Good point. And I get it. I mean, you're attached to these animals and stuff, but there's a time and place, you know.
Listen, I didn't have Woofer taxidermied, okay? I just say Woofer's at the vet now.
You almost got him taxidermied.
No, I would have never. That's a whole nother level.
During my freshman year of teaching.
Sorry, Roy. We should have had Woofer turned into a puppet. I could have brought him in.
You're the worst.
And he could have talked to you, Lorraine.
Listen, Woofer's still at the vet. He's
alive and well.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Okay. Where was it? Okay, during my first year of teaching freshmen, I thought a girl in my class was sneakily using her cell phone in the back row. When I walked up to tell her to put it away, I realized that she was actually shaving her legs completely dry.
Ow!
Yep.
She used to go to health class and learn.
Yeah. Weird things teachers have witnessed students do. I saw a student sneeze into their hands and then lick it.
Ew! ew.
I'm afraid to ask our teachers if they saw their kids do anything weird.
One teacher found a student drinking chocolate milk out of his shoe. A student of mine used to complete his work by sticking, taping a pencil to his cheek and writing. Why?
I don't know. That's funny. You know, so there's a fine line between feeling bad for the kids because they're doing something weird. And then trying to blow a fart into your saxophone. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But if any teachers want to share anything odd that they've witnessed any of their students doing, feel free to do so. You can be anonymous, of course. 704-570-9595. You can text that number, too. The Whisper app, man. I'm trying to think. When I was in school, we had this girl whose dad had to work for the FBI. I mean, she came in with FBI gear, like whether it was a jacket. It was all, like almost every single day, like an FBI jogging suit. Everything was FBI to the point where, like, if we were up to something, like some shenanigans in the class, we would move away from her. Like, don't let Noelle know. Like, yeah. No, she's FBI. We can't let her know what we're up to.
That's, like, got to become her nickname at that point, right?
We called her FBI. Yeah. And then get this. Here's a weird move. In, like, the fourth grade, she leaves. In the seventh grade, she comes back again and never wears any FBI gear anymore.
Yeah, that's
witness
weird.
Protection.
Maybe. I don't know. All right, we'll take phone calls on the strange things you've seen your students do. We've got that. And if you missed our announcement this morning and you live in Cleveland County, hang tight. We're coming up on Thursday night. We'll tell you where you can hang with us.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
On the Whisper app, teachers revealing the strangest things they saw their students do. And some of it's really funny, like a kid trying to blow farts into his trumpet. It's really funny.
Somebody else brought their cat that was taxidermied to class.
Yeah.
And said, I'll have Buttercup with me forever. Okay. It's a slight distraction for the other students, but...
Let's talk with Anonymous in Charlotte. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Red Morning Show.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm a third grade teacher. And I had a student, a young boy, who kept playing in his pocket. And so I was like, all right, Buzz, like, I need you to show me what's in your pocket, thinking that I was going to confiscate it for the day. And he ends up pulling out a red song that was covered in hearts. And I was like, whose is this? And he was saying that it was his mom's. And he took it to school with him. And so then I had to call his mom and be like, hey, your son has... It's your song in his pocket, and whoa, it's now in his backpack, ready to go home.
How embarrassing. I bet mom was so embarrassed.
She was mortified.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
Oh, boy.
Did you discuss with the principal whether or not that phone call should have been made to mom?
Yes. Make sure that.
So then there's that discussion with the principal. You know what I mean? There's like different layers to the thong in the kid's pocket.
Hey, call.
Hey, boss. Thanks, Anonymous. One of the kids.
Look, I found this. The principal's probably like, do you mind? We're in a work environment here. And would you please at the very least wear underwear?
Or you call mom in for a student-teacher conference and you just pull it out of your desk drawer.
Be like, I believe these are yours, ma'am. All right, let's talk with Anonymous in Spartanburg. Welcome to the Maney War of the Rim Morning Show.
Hi.
Hello.
So I teach second grade, and last year my boys were like giggling.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
In the bathrooms and stuff, and so I sent one of the custodians in there, and he came out, and they're like, they're licking the bathroom walls.
Ooh,
ew,
why?
So we had a whole conversation about why we don't lick the bathroom walls.
And how old were these students?
7.
Yeah. Jeez, my son's 6. Is that what's coming next?
Yeah. Being dared to lick walls.
Thanks, Anonymous.
We got another text message about something that happened in the bathroom.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Anything you can read?
I'm going to have to dance around this a little bit, I think. But let's see. 704 said, I was a second year teacher, and I had to check on one of my kids for being in the bathroom too long. He got his stuff stuck in a hole in a urinal, and it took 3 principals and EMS to get it out.
Oh, I'm trying to think of the logistics of that.
I want to know why there's 3 principals.
What hole is in the back of the urinal?
I don't know.
Where the pipe goes into the wall?
Like the drain?
No, like the pipe that flushes the water that comes in to flush the toilet.
Gotcha.
Maybe there was like another, a too big of a hole there.
You'd have to jump up to get that thing, though.
I mean, are we breaking down the logistics of the kid doing this?
Let's just move on.
Yeah.
Somebody got a fish. Let's see. I saw another one here, too.
Student gave her a fish.
I had a random freshman who would make random dragon noises throughout class.
That's what I was looking for.
Whoa.
Yeah. I had a kid. He was just a class clown, though. It wasn't even weird, although our teachers had to think we were weird. Come to think of it, I was definitely the weird one. I had one student who would just go, like it was a race car in the middle of like a test, and sometimes you would start like,
oh man,
and he did it as a joke, but maybe the teacher's probably like, I have a student who makes race car noises.
Probably.
You see this last text that just came in from 828?
Oh god, what
I had
is
a
it?
Student that took gum out from under the desk and chewed it. You know, people put gum under the desk. 7th grade.
Here's a text message. I lived in Raleigh. I had a student that pretended to be straight. Everyone knew she was gay.
Oh.
Nicole Weaver story.
She's
not listening this morning. But producer Nicole is back, and she's going to be with us on Thursday. Cleveland County, we are coming to you. We're coming to the Cleveland County Fair for the grand opening. It kicks off Thursday night. We're going to be there starting at 6 in front of the basketball hoop game. Mm-hmm. And producer Nicole is going to win stuffed animals and prizes for you.
Okay.
That's our plan, okay? And Roy will also do the dart game. Cleveland County Fair this Thursday night. We'd love to see you there with the Maney, Roy, and Loren Show on KISS 95.1.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's KISS 95.1.
You got your chance at $1,000. The KISS cash code is back. Because you demanded it, we're going to give you that code word at 8 a.m. And just by texting in, trying to win that $1,000, you're in the running to get 10 grand. So 8 o'clock, listen for the code word there. But have you ever sat near or sat next to a really annoying passenger on an airplane? 704-570-9595. We want to hear from you.
Yeah, the reason why we bring this up is I was looking at social media yesterday and Dylan's on the phone. Let's jump over real quick. Our buddy Dylan. There's nobody who is a bigger part of NASCAR and hangs with the drivers. That's what this dude Dylan Smith does.
That's cool. Lauren.
He's a good friend too, and he's a big fan of the MRL show. And you posted a picture on Twitter, bro, And before I even read the caption, I just looked at it. I was disgusted by it.
What happened?
Man, listen. Okay, so here I am, minding my own business, guys. It's first thing in the morning, flying back from Florida. And I'm standing, you know, like, it kind of gets bottled up a little bit. So I'm standing just outside the cabin waiting to walk in to the airplane. Mm-hmm. And I get this, like, smell. And you almost can start, like, tasting it a little bit. And I turn the corner, and there is this dude with his bare feet in first class.
Yeah, I'm showing like Roy and Loren.
Adam and sandals.
That was in first?
And I'm just, in first class. Like, right, the first row, right? I've seen Will Smith post a video of people using their toes on first class touchscreen. And I was like, that's gross. That doesn't really happen. But then I walked around the corner and saw that. And I was like, oh, my God, that's disgusting.
Oh, no.
And it's literally you smelt it before you saw it.
Yeah. Like, that's what I was like, what does that smell? You think you just know, like, what sweaty feet smell like. Yeah. You know what I mean? This is
we're going to retweet this. We'll retweet this picture at the MRL show so people can go look.
That was a little much for me.
Any social awareness while you're, like, standing there taking photos of the guy's feet? Like, did he realize, or was he just, like, in his own world?
I was in my own world until I got hit with the stench. And I was, like, already on my phone listening to music. So I just kind of had it pointed down and just took a picture. I'm like, this guy. Like, I'm not going to put him on complete blast, but this guy needs to do better.
Wow.
Do better.
Yeah.
Someone has to wait on that person.
Yeah.
You know, like, he's in first class, so, like, they're tentative, and the first class isn't very big, so that smell, I'm sure everybody right there could smell that for sure.
You know what's crazy? The guy's probably, like, the CEO of Payless Stores or something like that. You know what I mean? Like,
well, Payless went out of business, so probably. That's what I'm saying.
He can't afford new shoes, literally. All right, Dean, thanks for hollering at us, bro. We'll talk to you.
Hey, take care, guys.
Now, Dylan.
And how about this? I actually think I know exactly what this guy's doing. And I think what he's trying to do is okay.
Really?
Clear out first class? What?
All right, let's get Roy's thoughts. We want to hear from you. 704-570-9595. Tell us about the annoying passenger on your flight. And Roy's theory coming up.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
We just heard from MRL Radio family member Dylan, who was on an airplane. And he took a photo of someone in first class who had his sandals off, and he was just sitting there shoeless,
now,
bare feet in the plane.
I will say, you got to go look at this on Twitter, and we'll put it up on Insta at the MRL show, too. It looks like not only is the guy not wearing his shoes because his sandals are in front of him, but you can hardly see that he's wearing shorts.
He must be wearing some really short shorts.
He's got short shorts on.
Yeah. All right,
what's your theory, Roy? Why would you say it's okay to do this?
Hear me out. I'm not condoning it. But I understand it. So he probably, when he wears his sandals, because I sometimes have smelly feet myself, the more you wear the sandals, the more smellier it gets because your feet's sweating.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows that if he could take his sandals off and air his feet out, it won't smell as bad. So it's already going to smell pretty bad.
Ew.
But it's going to smell worse if he leaves his sandals on.
See, and I just think he's trying to get his girlfriend updated from, like, coach class. The person next to him is going to get up and be like, you know what? I'm going to take another flight.
Oh, that's an interesting theory, too.
I'm just kidding.
Trying to kick everybody out. Listen, Roy, for your theory to hold water, I would say that the guy then has to realize if his sandals stink that bad, bro, don't bring them on the plane.
I do it in
here.
Wear
something else. Plus, the damn plane gets so cold, then your feet are going
to
freeze.
But that's like insult to injury. If you paid for a first class ticket, which is not cheap in any way, shape, or form.
Well, one, an airplane ticket itself is super expensive. Then on top of that, it's first class.
You paid all that money to sit in first class, and then this guy comes in and takes his shoes off and makes the whole plane smell like a fart.
That sounds to me like Dylan would say the fart would make it would smell better. He smelt it before he even got on the plane. This guy was sitting in the first seat in first class. So everybody that passed through the plane passed stinky.
But let's make no mistake here. It doesn't matter whether you're sitting in first class or economy or whatever in the baggage department. Mm. You should not be taking your shoes off if they stink on a plane.
No.
I'm okay with you getting comfortable.
704-570-9595 if you want to call in and tell us about the annoying passenger on an airplane. We got Karen, who's actually a flight attendant. So I bet you see stuff like this all the time, Karen.
Oh, I constantly see it. The worst was when I was working a flight to London and I'm passing out hot towels and a man took his shoes off and washed his feet with it.
Ew.
And
it
back to me.
What?
Why?
Yeah, I was just like, okay, thank you so much.
And that's when I quit.
Right, exactly. Just wanted to let you know that happens all the time. People dress like in their pajamas practically. Actually, I've had people put their pajamas on.
Now, Karen, as a flight attendant, can you ask them to please put their shoes back on?
No.
No.
You really can't. And what you could do, like if somebody was complaining for some reason, you might gently ask them. But it's a fine line. You really can't.
That would be so awkward for you, too, on top of all that. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Can I get you a pair of socks? Like, aren't there, like, overnight, like socks on overnight flights, long
there
flights?
There are socks. But, you know, they're so warm, and the plane gets really pretty warm at night, you know, because you're in that seat.
Yeah.
So it's really common for people to take their shoes off or to get up and change into their, you know, sweatpants, like get all cozy. And
I've done that before.
It's pretty common. Yeah.
Yeah, you're annoying.
Yeah.
I'm not bothering anybody by being in my sweats, Mimi.
Karen and I think you are. And by the way, we're getting tons of text messages, Karen, the flight attendant on the phone, from people saying that everybody puts their bare feet on the armrest, you know, behind them. They put their feet on the armrest in front of them.
Well, the other thing that's really gross is when people are changing their kid's diaper and then they take their butt and stick it on the tray table with their diaper on. Oh. And you're just like, then you work the next flight, you see somebody lower that tray table and put their feet on it.
Oh, no. I'm never using the tray table again.
Wipe everything down as soon as I get in there.
Oh, that's funny. All right, Karen.
I've seen people do that. Okay, guys.
All right, have a great day. Thanks for calling.
Did you see the person on the American flight that popped their blister? And residue got on top of passengers.
Ew.
Stop.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Guys, it's not your bathroom.
Yeah, there's photos.
So, last one, 980 texted and said I was going to Vegas and the girl in front of me did yoga in the aisle. So there's that.
Okay.
All right, Loren, what do you got coming up in Celebrity Gossip Dirty on the third day?
So Oprah said she was on a yacht and she was with a bunch of famous people. It got crazy competitive. I can't wait to tell you who she was with because I wish I was part of this crew. It's coming up in 10 minutes.
Now your Celebrity Gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Loren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So we told you earlier that Oprah was on Ellen yesterday. And not only did she say that she was extremely sick and ended up in the emergency room, they told her she had to cancel everything for a couple months to get better.
She also told Ellen,
well, I do have big breasts.
Wow.
Right.
Ellen didn't even ask.
But she also, Oprah also told Ellen that she was recently on a boat with Katy Perry, Orlando Bloom, Bradley Cooper, and Gayle King, and they were all playing board games, and it got a little competitive.
They like to play game, and I'm really not a game player. They play Boulder Dash a lot.
Uh-huh.
And then Bradley Cooper had a game called Wolves and Villagers.
Yes.
That's a complicated game.
Yes, it is. Who was the most competitive there?
I'd say Bradley, Katie. I'm just like, it's a game, people. Aren't we on vacation?
I want you to win. I want you to win.
I've never heard of either of those games, by the way.
Me neither. They sound rich.
Yeah. Oprah also says that, you know, don't have a boat yourself. Just find yourself some rich friends with a boat and invite yourself on the boat. That was her advice to the audience.
Bradley Cooper's like, let's play wealthy or poor.
Okay. At the Emmys over the weekend, we talked about this yesterday, but Kim and Kendall gave an award for Outstanding Reality Competition Program, and the audience had laughed at it, but a lot of people weren't sure whether they got it or not. Well, now it's coming out that the ladies, they weren't meaning to be funny, but they took it with a grain of salt, and they didn't seem to be bothered that everybody else was having a good sport about it.
When Kim Kardashian comes out and says, reality TV is like a family like us, just a regular family doing regular things. There's nothing regular about you or your life.
Yeah.
You're extra.
All right, so Brad Pitt is getting an ultimatum from Angelina Jolie, and it has to do with Kanye West. Speaking of the Kardashians. So she says that she does not want her kids around Kanye. And, you know, Brad Pitt has been going to his Sunday services.
Yeah, this is interesting.
Yeah, so she's telling him, stay away from Kanye or you will risk your relationship with the kids.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's big news.
It is.
Wow.
Also, Bank of America Stadium is making a big concert announcement today, and there's been a ton of rumors, but if it breaks while we're on, we will let you know who it is.
Yeah, I mean, we're thinking they've only done two concerts in the past. Mm-hmm. The Rolling Stones.
Oh, really?
And, like, maybe Garth Brooks or something like that.
Okay.
So, rumor is that it could be a country artist. Or I was thinking Beyonce. You know, she's doing a stadium tour this summer.
Is she?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Oh.
Watch out now. Also, Matt Lauer is going to sit down for his first big interview since being let go from the Today Show.
The other one I was thinking was it could be the singing beagle that I just blogged about on kiss951.com.
To interview Matt Lauer? Or?
No, to come to the stadium do the tour, yeah.
Oh, all right.
I'm literally just sitting here and he's playing the piano. Literally, he just got up there.
He's talented.
Is he a basset hound? What is he, a
he's
beagle?
He's a beagle.
Oh. Yeah, he's like Callie, my dog.
He could sell at the bank. All right.
It does not look like Callie, by the way.
No.
Although I'm blind. I can't see that far.
No.
The Postmates delivery person that delivered Lizzo her food and some of it was missing, she blew her up on social media, is now thinking about suing.
Okay.
Because when Lizzo posted the screenshot on social media, it included Tiffany's face, and now she is afraid to leave her home or go to work in fear that she will be harmed.
Don't be afraid. Nothing's going to happen.
Yeah.
You're okay.
There you go.
I hate people sometimes. I really do.
I know.
That's just someone who's money hungry, unfortunately.
Yeah. I agree. And, like, obviously everybody's in the wrong here, but it's just one of those, you know, there are a ton of people out there like that.
I would turn that into a positive and, like, make a YouTube channel and try to go viral.
Right?
You know?
You'd be the celebrity Postmates delivery person.
Yes. Right. Call Jimmy Kimmel and say, hey, I'm going to deliver, but not till the end of the show.
There
like,
you
order
go.
At the beginning of the show, and I'll come at the end.
And I'll come with missing food.
There
make
you
it
go.
Comedy, people.
Watch out now. That's your dirty.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorette.
Oh, rant.
Kiss 95.1.
Here she is. She's super nervous to play in the Eastwood Homes and Children's Hospital golf charity tournament today.
I am. I can't think about anything else right now, so Molly's probably got a great chance of beating me and Can't Beat Lorraine. Hey, Molly.
Hi.
She looks cute today, though. She's got her golf outfit on.
I did. I got a new outfit. Just in case I really suck today, at least I'll look good doing it.
All right, Molly, throw her out so we can play.
All right, Lauren, leave the studio.
All right, I'm going.
All right, Lauren is walking out of the studio. The headphones down, the door is open, and the door is closed. She cannot hear these questions.
Molly in Indian Trail, question number one. This famous talk show host, known for giving away things and now having her own television network, went on Ellen yesterday and talked about party yachts and having pneumonia. Who is that?
Oprah.
And this actress, known for playing Katniss Everdeen in the Hunger Games series, just released her wedding registry.
Jennifer Lawson.
Question three.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Roy, are you accepting
yeah,
that?
I'll take it.
Tamron Hall is going to sit down with this Today Show host who was fired after a misconduct scandal a few years ago.
Matt Lauer.
And Gwen Stefani boasted about her boyfriend's dad skills, and now he's got dad goals for everyone. Who is her country star boyfriend?
Blake Shelton.
And question five, this Old Town Road rapper went on Ellen yesterday after Oprah and talked about coming out. Who is that?
Lil Nas X. Wow.
Come on in, Lauren.
It's going to be tough.
Come on in, Tiger Woods.
All right, it's going to be tough. Molly got them all correct, which means we're not going to tell you if you get it right or wrong until the very end.
Okay.
Tigress Woods.
I like it.
This famous talk show host, known for giving away things and now having her own television network, went on Ellen yesterday and talked about party yachts and having pneumonia.
You get a car. It's Oprah.
And this actress, known for playing Katniss Everdeen in the Hunger Games series, released her wedding registry yesterday.
Yes, Jennifer Lawrence.
Tamron Hall is going to sit down with this Today Show host who was fired a few years ago after a misconduct scandal.
Matt Lauer.
Question four, Gwen Stefani boasted about her boyfriend's dad skills, and now he's dad goals for everyone. Who is her country star boyfriend?
Blake Shelton.
And this Old Town Road rapper went on Ellen yesterday right after Oprah and talked about coming out. Who is that?
Okay. Lil Nas X.
And Oprah told Ellen that she walked in on Lil Nas X in the dressing room, and he hadn't been dressed yet.
Yes, that is true.
Lil Nas dress.
Lorena, you got them all correct. It's 5-5, a tie, which means you have 65 wins.
Molly, great job.
Oh, thank you.
You know what I want to hear, though, before we let you go? It's not quite a win, not our rules. Molly.
Sorry, what do you want me? Yes.
Molly, this is the best part. You've got to do it.
Sorry.
You got to say, I'm Molly in Indian Trail, and I can't beat Loren.
I'm Molly in Indian Trail, and I can't beat Loren.
There you go, Molly.
I 100% think Molly knew exactly what to do and was trying to get away with it.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
All right, we got a brand new War of the Roses, Shay and Caleb, new relationship alert. Only been dating for a couple months. However, for the first time, when they were about to move furniture, Caleb stopped it immediately and asked her to leave. Why? Is there someone else? We're going to try to figure that out with the brand new War of the Roses. It comes your way in less than 5 minutes.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Shay, you want to do War of the Roses with Caleb. Now, have you guys been dating very long? Because when I read your message, it almost sounds like maybe you guys haven't defined the relationship yet.
It's only been like 2 months we've been dating. It's very fresh. But I just feel like we have all this great chemistry. We get along. We laugh. I feel like every time we go out, it feels very romantic. And, you know, it seems like it should be going somewhere. But our last date was amazing. It went great. And then we ended up going back to his place. And, you know, things were getting hot and heavy. We were getting ready to move furniture. And then he just stopped abruptly and is like, I can't do this, and tells me he needs me to leave. And I'm like trying to ask him, what's going on? Is there someone else? And he's just like saying no to everything that I ask him and not explaining what's going on. So I want to know what's going on.
Is that the first time that you guys had been fooling around?
Yeah, I mean, like, we'd kissed after dates and stuff, but that was the first time it was, you know, going towards something.
Maybe he's a good guy.
I don't know what I can say on air, but, you know.
Yeah, but if they've been together for, what did you say, 2 or 3 months?
Just, like, 2 months. Yeah, we've been on, like, a date every couple weeks, you know.
It's like, that's
nothing crazy.
I would say a normal timeline, 2-3 months, that you would start to maybe move furniture together.
Whoa. I thought it'd be quicker.
Yeah. Two Hugh Hefners over here.
What do you mean?
I mean, maybe, I don't know, Roy.
Well,
I'm just,
I mean, how long did you wait?
How long did I wait?
Yeah,
there was no wait. I was such an object that women wanted me, Loren.
Yeah.
Shut up, Roy.
Well, what if he's really religious and he wants to wait until he gets married?
Possibly, but that needs to be a discussion.
Yeah.
It's not right for Shay to sit there in the cold like that.
Right. And like, after that awkward encounter happened, he hasn't explained anything more? It's just, is he just ignoring it, or...
I mean, we talked about it a little bit after, like, while we were getting dressed, he was like, he just kept saying, it's not you, it's me, and I don't know what that means, and it was awkward, and I'm, like, trying not to cry as I'm getting dressed.
All right, well, we're going to give him a call. Stay quiet on the phone, especially stay quiet until we find out what he wants to put on the note. That tells a lot about a relationship if he is, in fact, cheating. But let's get him on the phone, and we're going to do War of the Roses.
Hello?
Hi, I am looking for Caleb, please.
Who's this?
My name's Marie. I'm actually calling from Flowers for You. We're a romantic gift company trying to get our name out there. And I'm calling because I have your name and number here as the winner of our Instagram tag contest. One of your friends tagged you in our post, and we randomly selected both of you to get a dozen of beautiful free red roses.
What do I have to do?
You won't have to do anything except for me. Just give me the name of someone that you would like to send romantic roses to. And then I also have a card.
And it doesn't cost me anything?
No.
All right, we can do it real quick.
Okay. Yeah, it'll just take a moment. So who would you like to send them to?
Can you send them to Doug?
To Doug? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, this is anonymous, right? I don't need to put my name, do I?
I mean, no. You, as long as that person knows that they're from you, I guess you could just let that person know.
All right. Well, can you put, hey, Doug, from you know who, and a smiley face?
I can. All okay. Right.
Perfect. When will he get these?
He's definitely not getting them.
Probably not before Shay finds out about this.
Oh, sorry?
Yeah, so we've just discovered that you are sending romantic flowers to a man, and Shay, your girlfriend's on the phone. She heard that. This is War of the Roses on the Mania War of the Red Morning Show. It's where we catch cheaters.
Shay, are you really there?
I'm here. Oh, this is awkward.
Are you gay?
I mean, look, Shay, I'm I should have been up front with you. And that's why I couldn't do it with you the other night. I couldn't go all the other way, and I've been trying to experiment with girls, but I just can't help my feelings, and it's not fair to Doug. And I talked about it with Doug about you and what happened.
Well, here's the thing. We'll stop recording this right now. If you're in the closet and you don't want this, you know, to be publicly known, okay? That's number one, Caleb.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
We do respect that. Are you an outward? Yeah. Are you an out gay man?
Well, everyone who knows me knows I'm gay, except for Shay.
I guess I feel a little stupid for not knowing or noticing. Yeah.
I mean, he got excited when he was with you, didn't he, Shay?
He did, and then it, you know.
Okay.
He didn't.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I feel better about it because I really thought it was something I did or said or maybe something about the way I looked, you know? So it's good to know that it really wasn't me. One thing for sure, I'll never forget that night.
You know, it's just shame on me for not manning up and just telling her, you know, the truth.
The MRL Morning Show. On demand.
Kiss 95.1 with the Mania War on the Red Morning Show, and we are going to play a game called Text for Tweety.
Thank you so much, producer Nicole, for sending all those texts on your 5-day bachelorette party.
If you, honestly, you're going to have to tell me what's like fake or not because I don't remember 90% of what I texted.
We can tell based upon the texts we got.
All right, we have Kathy from Hickory on the phone playing for the Tweetsy Ghost Train tickets. The Ghost Train is the weekends of the 20th of September right through October 25th. And Kathy, if you get these right, we'll send you and with four tickets. Is that cool?
Awesome.
Good.
All right, so Roy, Loren, and I, and Nicole are on a text chain. We got these texts. You decide whether or not they're real texts or fake texts, okay?
All right.
Okay. All right, Kathy. Here's one from Nicole. I found baby daddy, but he snipped. Is that an actual text message that we got?
No.
You don't think that's a real one?
She says no. Okay. Producer Nicole, do you remember that text?
Oh, I remember that text because I remember baby daddy.
Yeah, that's a real text.
That's a real text that we got, Kath.
His name's Andrew. I think.
Does he know that you're gay?
Yes.
Okay, just want to make sure it was...
Yes. He's married with two kids, and they are the most gorgeous kids I have ever seen. He's a gorgeous human being. His wife is amazing.
What's his name?
Andrew. I think.
So, Kathy, Andrew, somebody like Andrew would be very important in a gay relationship, especially two women who would need the donor. You know what we mean?
Absolutely.
All right, here we go. For Kathy and Hickory playing for Tweetsy Railroad Ghost Train tickets. The Ghost Train is happening starting this weekend. She sent this one. I got stung by a jellyfish. Is that a real tweet or a real text or a fake text?
Fake text.
Mm. Did you get stung by a jelly?
I did not, but I held one.
Yep, that is
there
a fake text.
You got one.
I saw that. How did you manage not to get stung by it?
Because it's a different type of jellyfish that is covered in algae. So the algae actually like protects like the human. Now, once they get bigger, you can feel like a little bit stinging effects. But I was holding baby ones, so they are covered in algae.
Good for you. When I went to Puerto Rico, I got stung like 40 times for baby ones. It's like they were attracted to me.
I did see like a real one to where they were like, don't touch that one.
They saw this big moving object in the water, and I was like they were like satellite dishes floating around me.
Squishy.
Kathy and Hickory, you just need one more to get these tickets, okay?
Okay.
You ever been stung by a jellyfish, by the way?
I sure have.
Yes,
oh, so. Did you swear?
No, I did not.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Well, we dumped out just in case. Okay. Here we go. Try and get this one right. Did we get this text from producer Nicole on her 5-day bachelor party binge? I'm in the bathroom hiding from someone.
Yeah.
Nicole, did you send a text saying I'm in the bathroom hiding from someone? Is that a real text or fake?
Do you remember?
I think I sent that.
You did. That is a real text.
I think I sent that.
Who were you hiding from?
A straight man who obviously didn't get the memo.
What straight man thought that you were interested in him?
I don't know. Well, I do know, but we like were hanging out with other bachelor parties, which we met like two group of dudes who were awesome, like loved their wives. Like they were so behaved through the whole thing. But I was like at the bar with this one guy and we're like hugging by, and he like looks at me and hesitates, and I'm like, what, bro? This is a side hug.
Kathy, congratulations. The tickets are yours. You got a 4-pack to go to the ghost train. You got it. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the weekend. Hold on, okay?
Thank you.
All right.
Bye, Kathy.
We've got more Tweetsy tickets for you all week long. We'll do it again tomorrow morning in the 6 o'clock hour. So if you're up nice and early, you can win those tickets then, all right? Lorraine, what do you got coming up in the dirty?
So Will Smith, he called an emergency red table talk with his wife and their family, and I'll tell you what it was over coming up in the dirty in 10.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorraine. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So Jada Pinkett Smith, she has her Red Table Talk, which is a YouTube series. It's kind of like a podcast, a bunch of people sitting around a table just, you know, shooting the bull. But her husband, Will Smith, called an emergency Red Table Talk with his entire family. So, of course, we've been wondering, you know, what is this whole thing about? Well, apparently it was about Jaden being a very strict vegetarian and how vegan, and how it actually started to wear on his body.
He was wasting away. Right. He just looked drained. He was just depleted. He wasn't getting the nutrients.
Dark circles under his eyes. There was even a little grayness
to his
skin. And we got really nervous.
Yeah.
But you're definitely looking better now.
So.
Good.
Yeah.
As long as the Karate Kid's okay, I'm okay.
There you go. Lenny Kravitz has asked Twitter to help him find his glasses. The 55-year-old rock star took to Twitter to help.
Roy's wearing them.
No. They're sunglasses. They're not like bifocal glasses. He wore them on a red carpet and loved them so much. They belong to a family member, and he misplaced them somehow, but he is basically dancing around the fact that somebody took them. He said, if you just give them back to me, no questions asked. It's not a big deal. So the sunglass thief is still on the hunt.
Are you going to go my way?
Okay. So there's a big announcement from Bank of America Stadium coming very soon this morning. And there are definitely some rumors out there. And it's so funny because people are texting us and they're like, oh, I know it's this person. I know it's that person. And the two people that they're kind of fighting over, they're sending us text messages saying that they know it's Garth Brooks, that they know it's Beyonce. Well, we don't know anything yet, people.
Yeah, someone said that there was like a code out on social media, like the Queen in the Queen City, so they know it's Beyonce.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
Anyway, yeah, that announcement will come out around 10:30, I think.
Yeah. So we'll let you know when we find out, too.
It'll be only the third concert at the bank, and the bank's been here for 25 years.
What did you say? It was Rolling Stones and Kenny Chesney were the only two that performed there.
This new owner, so, like, won't let anything happen.
Tepper's awesome.
He's going to let our show broadcast live from there.
Yeah, I'm having a birthday party there.
It'd be pretty awesome.
You can rent out the stadium. Come on, kids, you got the jump house.
All right, so Oprah was on Ellen this week, and, you know, I guess there were some show rumors that she might bring the show back, but she says, I think I'm done with interviewing. I'm going to leave it to you.
You know, I'll do interviews when something comes along that feels like, oh, gee, I want to sit down and talk to that person, but I'm kind of done with the everyday.
Oh, yeah.
Man. I'm going to let you handle that.
Her show was so good, though.
It was.
And
she doesn't want to work like that anymore, though.
I'll tell you something that's good and interesting is Ellen is so different than Oprah.
Yeah.
And yet she's taken over as the new queen of daytime talk, but she's so very different. You know what I mean? Like, Oprah was very thorough, and Ellen's a little more scatterbrained, you know. You doesn't talk as much.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, you tell me.
Ellen doesn't do many deep interviews with guests. It's just silly.
They're
just fun.
Light.
Exactly.
Yeah, silly. Yeah.
And she's kind of awkward, which works for Ellen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oprah also revealed that she was on a boat with Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom, Bradley Cooper and Gayle King, and they took part in a very heated game night.
They like to play game, and I'm really not a game player. They play Boulder Dash a lot.
Uh-huh.
And then Bradley Cooper had a game called Wolves and Villagers.
Yes,
that's a complicated game.
Yes, it is. Who was the most competitive there?
I'd say Bradley, Katie. And I'm just like, it's a game, people. Aren't we on vacation?
Can you imagine Katy Perry and Bradley Cooper getting animated over a game?
Yes. What was the name of the...
Wolves and Villagers.
Wolves and Villagers. I have to look that up.
It's a rich person's game.
It does sound like...
I've never heard of it before.
Let's play peasants at the gate. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, name the designer bag.
Yeah, I would be good at that game. I could do that.
All right, what's trending? What's hot? What does everyone on that boat need to have today, Loren? What does Loren like?
Okay, well, I had a whole different what Loren likes planned for today, but during our day in 30 seconds this morning, I mentioned that I bought a new sports bra yesterday, which gave me amazing cleavage. And everybody's sending us messages wanting to know where to get it. So I have decided to push my What Loren Likes off for today and do my Nike sports bra as my What Loren Likes instead.
There you go.
Yes. So you will get all the details up at kiss951.com.
All right. Perfect. Earlier this morning, we talked about our buddy Dylan Smith, who listens to the show. He took a picture of a guy on a plane with no shoes on.
So disgusting.
Bare feet. And Loren brought up a good question. She goes, how did you casually get the picture without him knowing? And we were all like, you know what, Loren? Great question, but it's something we're all guilty of. I casually took a picture of someone's license plate yesterday.
Oh, wow.
I'll explain that, and we'll have your stories coming up in under 10 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
We are the Manny Moore of the Red Morning Show. When did you have to sneak a photo? 704-570-9595. Manny, you had to sneak a photo of a license plate? What happened?
Yeah, I did, Roy. So, yesterday, I'm in Waxhaw, my hometown, and I have a green arrow to turn right, not left, to turn right.
Right.
So, lucky for me, like, I didn't barrel through the intersection with the green light. I went through kind of slower and just double-checked. For some reason, there was an angel with me because a motorcycle comes barreling through straight, which means he blew a red. If I had a green to turn right, and he was coming, off my left, from my left side, he blew a red. He continues to do a wheelie up the little side street that I was turning on.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Busting off at about 80 miles an hour.
I mean, dangerous, but that sounds really cool.
That's kind of badass, I'm not going to lie.
That's like everyone freaking out over this ATV gang in Southend. Oh, no, lock your doors. I'm like, that's awesome.
Yeah, dude.
I like riding four-wheelers, too. It's just dangerous. Don't do it on the road.
Yeah, you just don't need to do it on 277.
Yeah.
But the point is that this motorcycle cruises up the street, and the guy does a wheelie, and I'm following him. Anyway, that's the way I have to go. And finally, we get up to a red light. So I snap a picture of his license plate.
Ooh, now what's your goal with taking a photo of the license plate? Are you going to report it to the police later? Or?
I don't know whether or not I can do that. I don't know what the ruling is on that, but I float it to a cop friend of mine through text.
Okay.
And I say, hey.
Bolo. Be on lookout.
Yeah. I said, hey, this guy just blew the light. You know, can you get him based on me sending you this picture. And he texted me back what I thought he was going to, which is, no, we can't do that. The officer has to see the incident.
Yeah, but couldn't they keep a lookout for him and then see if he was still doing it?
That's what he said he could do. He's like, I'm not working right now, but I'll float it off to, you know, our...
another group.
Control room or whatever, Roy. Yeah. You know the name. And then our command center, and we'll keep an eye out for that guy. And then he texted me back like 2 days later, and he's like, yeah, this dude, like, I looked it up. You know, he's been in trouble before for the way he rides that motorcycle. And I'm like, you know what? It's for his own good. Like, if I didn't cautiously go through that green, I had the right of way. He would have plowed into me.
Yeah.
And he was hauling y'all. So I sneakily took the picture. Sneak the picture. Dylan Smith, who called the morning show earlier this morning, he's a buddy of ours who works in NASCAR. He snuck a picture of a guy on a plane.
Yeah, this guy was barefoot, sitting in first class, stinking up the place. And so we wanted to hear from you at 704-570-9595. What did you sneak a photo of? 704-570-9595.
Do you guys remember when you gave me such a hard time for taking a picture of the girl's hat in the other car?
Yes.
Remind me.
You gave me such a hard time over this. You saw a picture in my camera roll of a picture I took of a girl who was in a car, and I liked her hat, and I wanted to see if I could find it, so I took a picture of it. And you guys gave me hell for it.
I think I remember that. Was it a big hat or like a baseball hat?
No, it was like a big, like a brimmed hat. Yeah.
Like a Kentucky Derby floppy hat.
Not a Kentucky Derby hat.
I remember back when I was a 911 operator, we smelled smoke in the 911 center. So I called, well, I didn't call the fire department. I told the fire department to come to me.
weren't they like right next door?
Dispatched them to the fire center. So imagine, and like, we can't evacuate the 911 center because people still need help. So we have to stay inside. And so, whereas everyone else kind of left the building. And so the fire department gets in there, and we're talking like 15 firefighters all wearing masks, and they're all suited up.
So dramatic.
And I'm just sitting in there with my headset taking 911 calls. And I think it's funny that they're all prepared for the big blaze to break out. And I'm just sitting there. So I take a photo of them on my phone, and I didn't realize the flash was on.
Oh.
And so I just flashed them. And all the firefighters just turned and stared at me. I was caught. And there's nothing I can do except own it and be like,
hey, boys.
This is funny. There's firemen in here.
Somebody texted from the other side of it and said they have a 28-inch long beard, and people are always taking sneaky pictures of his beard.
Whoa.
Yep.
I need to understand more about your life.
All right, text him back.
Christy and Charlotte, welcome to the Manny Roy and the Ram Morning Show.
Hey, Roy.
Hey, Christy. So tell us, when did you have to sneak a photo?
So I was at a pool league tournament the weekend before last, and I saw the most legit mullet I've ever seen. It was short all the way around top and on the sides, and then the back went all the way down like to his shoulders. It was awesome.
It sounds epic. Float us the picture.
I don't think I got caught.
Yeah, 704-570-9595. Text it to us, Christy, so we can see it. Christy?
All right. I'll send it to you.
Yeah, please do. Send it to us. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right, let's get more calls on this because this is funny. And let's be honest, everyone is guilty of it. Did you sneak a photo?
704-570-9595. We're going to take your phone calls next.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Kiss 95.1, the Manny Roy and Loren Morning Show. Coming up just after 9, less than 10 minutes, we're going to tell you why Cleveland County is on our radar for Thursday night. But we got to take a couple phone calls on why you snuck a picture, what you took a little sneaky picture of on your phone. Someone called earlier this morning and said they snuck a picture of someone on the plane with no shoes on, bare feet, smelly feet. It was disgusting. I snuck a picture of a guy's license plate on a motorcycle who was driving like a jerk the other day. And we want to know what you purposely snuck a picture of. We got so many text messages. Loren's going through them. We're going to hit a couple of these good ones here.
704-570-9595 is how you call the studio. Chelsea and Charlotte, welcome to the Manny Roy and the Ram Morning Show.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're doing really well. What'd you sneak a photo of?
Well, I went to UCF, and we would frequent the theme parks a lot. And so we had a group text going of leash kids. So any parents that had their kids on leash backpacks through the theme park, we would pretend to
pose in front of them and take pictures and would continuously have a thread going, especially because one of them worked at Disney.
You know, I used to be a strong leash kid hater. Like, I'd be like, who puts their kid on a leash? But now I get it. As a mom, I get it. My son wanders. I haven't done it yet, but I'm not above it. So I might be in your photos one day.
Yeah, no problem. More power to them. I just thought it was hilarious.
I also like the fact that you, like, faked that you were taking a selfie when you really were getting the leash in the picture. That's funny. No,
absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thank you all so much. I love you so much. You're the best radio show. So have a great day.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chelsea. What do you got?
So we're just getting a lot of pictures, so I have to think on how to describe this, because it is an older car that somebody went to Home Depot and bought like 2x4 pieces of wood to put up the back of their car and drive their four-wheeler up the back of the car so that they could get it home.
I'm looking at it.
Oh, yeah, but that's how me and Dad used to load four-wheelers.
That's what you used to do? Doesn't that damage your car?
Oh, not the car. Okay, no, we do it in the back of a pickup. Yeah. I just realized it's a car.
No, this is like on the roof of a car. Like on like the roof and the back window of the car.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like an old
Toyota Camry.
Yeah, an old Camry, exactly.
Yeah. And then we got another picture of a guy who had tattooed eyes or drew eyes on the back of his head, shaved his head, everything except for the eyebrows over the eyes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
So now Dad can really say he has eyeballs in the back of his head.
704 said, I snuck a picture of Greg Olson eating dinner with his wife and Valentine. Can't find the picture right now, though.
I think that's fine. I think celebrities, you're allowed to take photos of them.
No, really?
I do.
Okay.
I think it's fine. They sign up for it. Part of the gig.
Yeah, I mean, I think they'd rather you snap a shot than like go over there and interrupt them and be like, hey, Greg, do you mind if you...
Yep.
Really?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I would much rather somebody come up to me and ask me for a picture than take a bad picture of me not paying attention.
Oh. Is that what you're saying? If people see you out in public...
They can interrupt you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you making that statement right now?
Yes, I'm making that statement.
Okay, everyone, I'm going to give you Lorraine's schedule. I want you to bombard her all day.
WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Yeah, text message came in from area code 704. It says, hey, Lorraine sounds super happy today.
Is she being facetious, I think?
No. You just sound happy.
Okay, I'm always happy.
Oh. Yeah.
I'll tell you straight up, I am not always happy.
Lorraine.
What?
We know Roy's not always happy.
Yeah, today is not a happy day either.
Maybe one day we can talk about it. But I know the one thing we can talk about, Roy, is why Lorraine's happy.
Why am I happy?
I know exactly why you're happy. Everyone knows why you're happy. You mentioned it bright and early this morning in your day in 30 seconds.
I know, because I have great cleavage today, right?
Yeah, the puppies are out, folks.
That's what I was thinking.
I never have cleavage. I'm on a sports bra that I think is the best thing since sliced bread.
Your confidence is at an all-time high.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
I feel like you need to be walking down the street to the Price is Right theme because you're so pumped up about everything.
That's right. And you know what's funny? You can't even see my cleavage in the shirt. I have like a golf polo on, but I keep looking down because I can see it.
All morning, you've been glancing at your own things.
Selfies all day today. From the top.
Yeah, up down.
Happy Tuesday.
Is that why you think I'm happy?
I think that's why you're happy. Yeah, well, I was going to say you found the perfect sports bra, which is what you said.
Yeah.
No, but the Lorraine keeps like, oh, it's so hot in here, trying to unbutton a button. I'm like, everyone, we all know, Lorraine. We all know.
Oh, we got it.
The girls are great today. Hey, speaking of Lorraine,
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I don't want to make a big deal about it, but you're super nervous about playing golf today in our Levine Children's Hospital / Eastwood Homes golf tournament at Raintree.
I am. I'm very nervous.
And it's all for a great cause. The proceeds go to Levine Children's Hospital and our Secret Santa Foundation, which is awesome. But you're playing in a foursome with our buddy Frank and then two people from Levine.
Yes.
So what are you nervous about?
I think I'm just nervous about looking like an idiot because I like the idea of golf. Like, I've played a par three with my husband a couple times. I like to go to the driving range. I like Top Golf. But when you're playing in a tournament and, like, people are watching you and, like, waiting on you, I feel like I'm going to stand up in my swing. I'm going to miss the ball.
Oh,
like,
I can't
it's going to go wide left. Like, I don't know what irons or clubs to use when, other than a sand wedge and a driver. Those are the only
putter
in a putter. But I don't know like when to use the other clubs.
You just got to be confident about everything.
Well, that's why I bought a new outfit, because I figured if I'm going to suck, I might as well look great doing it. So
maybe we can do this real quick. Maybe there's one person who has one tip for Loren, like, when it comes to golf, what's the most important thing Loren should do today so she could just focus on one thing?
Other than keep her head down, because I know that.
Can I ask a serious question? And I know it's going to sound stupid. How do you keep track of your ball and where it goes? And how do you not confuse your ball with someone else's ball?
Don't know. I'm blind. Somebody else is going to have to watch for it.
Great question, Roy. The three people that are not swinging, watch.
Which is the most nerve-wracking thing ever.
What color balls do you have?
Hopefully it's yellow.
What color balls do you have?
Wait, am I supposed to bring, like, different color balls? I have balls in my bag. They're all white.
Okay. That's okay. White's good, but we could also go to Raintree, maybe buy you bright orange ones or bright green ones that'll help you.
Or pink to match my outfit. Hello.
Can you buy some with trackers built into it?
I'm sure you can now.
I'm sure you can.
Yeah.
I'm sure you can.
Let's see. Somebody texted in from 828, said it's all on the hips, Loren.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Okay.
Yeah, but what about golf? All right, good luck, Loren. We'll see if maybe somebody...
Don't make fun of me, okay?
No. Amy and I will be in the beer cart following you and
taking
laughing and having
that's
good...
That's not nice.
I know. Roy and I will hit one for you, we promise.
Yeah, I'll hit one, sure.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.